She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man looked like he won't. Chewy and I were just talking about how my Heisman ballot dropped into my inbox yesterday. And I saw a lot of college football analysts, people I respect, people I work with at ESPN, etc., talking about who they were going to vote for, saying, like, this guy should be the Heisman. And I'm thinking, but there are still games to be played. There's still really important games to be played, games that I think could tip the scales for some of the other guys who are in the race. Which brings me, Chew, to the MVP conversation in the NFL. If I were to force you to give me an answer right now, who do you even think, and we're going to get to power rankings here in about 10 minutes on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, Destination Radio. Who do you think is the MVP of the NFL right now?
McCaffrey?
What?
No.
Is it?
Heck.
See, the dumb thing about MVP... Why? He's not? The dumb thing about MVP in a coach of the year in the NFL is it stops at the playoffs.
Yes.
How many coaches won the coach of the year and wind up losing? I bet there's some that lose in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, but we've also said coach of the year famously, like, it's for some guys, it's been the kiss of death. The year they win coach of the year, then they get fired by their organization.
Why'd you laugh at McCaffrey? Isn't he up there?
I mean, famously, it's a quarterback award. Now, again, I made the statement with Homer when he was filling in for y'all a few weeks ago that I don't think a running back will ever win the NFL MVP again. I think the tide has turned, and the narrative is such that it is a quarterback award, and it would have to be a down year across the league for quarterbacks for anyone, for the voters to consider, for everybody to consider a running back, right? Like, they would find a just above average quarterback, I think, before they would give it to an elite running back.
To expand on that, his teammate, Brock Purdy, is plus 1,400. Christian McCaffrey is plus 2,000.
What? See? I'm just telling you, the narrative has swung so far that you would have to, and again, he might be the guy to do it because he is so talented, Christian McCaffrey.
I think you would have to break, like, the LaDainian Tomlinson touchdown record.
Yes, exactly, in order to be at where people would feel comfortable doing that. You know who they're saying is one of the front runners to is Jalen Hurts.
Everyone's had their hiccups, right? Mahomes has had his hiccups. Hurts has had his hiccups. It's just who's had the least amount of hiccups. Which brings us to the Heisman, Jen. I see this as a three-player race. I don't see Harrison. Harrison's stats are good. They're not great for a receiver. His stats are... 8 total TDs, 48 receptions, 889 yards, 18.5 per catch. But those aren't, like, for Ohio State, do you think those aren't great? I mean, he's a dominant player, don't get me wrong, and he probably gets doubled more than he's not. But I don't see those as great numbers. I see it as between Penix, Nix, and who's the guy from LSU?
Jaden Daniels. Also, Marvin Harrison has 67 receptions, 1,200 yards, and 14 touchdowns.
Well, then blame ESPN, because I'm on their website.
So am I.
Okay.
But, Josh, you and I were looking at receiving stats recently when the Biletnikoff list came out.
Yes.
And he was up there. He's top what? Top five in some? I can't remember. I know you talked about your guy from LSU, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's that guy. There's Keon Coleman. There's a few guys.
Keon Coleman from Florida State.
Yeah, it's hard to look at because I think I could say with relative certainty that the best individual player on the football field for college football has been Marvin Harrison Jr. Like, when it comes to pure excellence of a singular athlete. But when you look at what impact Bo Nix has on his team, Jaden Daniels has on his team. I mean, he's putting up, like, in terms of total yards, he's close to Joe Burrow, who broke records at the college football level. Like, there's a lot of guys to be figured in there. I think you have to, unless your team's undefeated and you're the guy on that team, be it the running back like we've seen or the wide receiver, it's pretty much like the MVP, where it's a quarterback.
So let's go back to that, Chu, because that really actually gets under my skin. Because, again, it's supposed to be the most outstanding, and I think it's pretty universal between the two. But both awards have come down to who's the best quarterback at their level. And I think that does a disservice to all of the other players. Look, I don't know that we're going to see a guy like Charles Woodson. I don't know that we're going to see a guy like Desmond Howard. I don't know that you're going to see those players who are electric, who clearly can make a difference and can change the outcome of a game, get any sort of consideration. Like,
well,
go ahead.
And if Colorado became relevant, and let's say they went to a nice bowl, that Hunter who goes both ways. I mean,
he did at the beginning of the season, right, Travis Hunter?
Sure. On the football field.
Well, until he got hurt
right,
with that cheap shot. But, I mean, that's a guy, right? I mean, if a guy goes both ways, that's pretty
on the football
impressive.
Field.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Of course. Did you guys see that Shedeur Sanders has a broken back?
Who's
I think
that?
I saw that was the news that came out yesterday.
I did not.
Stork Sanders?
Stork Shedeur. Sanders, yes. You're familiar with the Stork Sanders? It's like a cross between the stork and Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah.
Storks. Actually, that's what it is. It's a stork that brings you Kentucky
Fried
Chicken. Who did he say?
Kentucky Fried
Shedeur. His son, the quarterback.
I thought she said stork.
Yeah, clearly.
What is happening?
Yeah, clearly.
But let me ask you this. Because, Josh, you're in love with Oregon's colors and all that. That's the only reason you're saying Bo Nix. If Michael Penix beats them again and Bo Nix plays a little better, you got to give the thing to Penix. There has
I think that's a fair argument. I tend to lean towards the guy who has the best stats is putting up the best games. That's the way I tend to go. But
you got to look at competition as well.
Yeah. If somebody, I mean, for those two, it's pretty similar, is it not?
For the competition, yes.
Yeah.
But what if you're comparing Jaden Daniels to Bo Nix? What if you're comparing Jaden Daniels to Michael Penix Jr.?
I think it all figures in, and it's basically, do you think these championship games should matter? Because I think Bo Nix, even having lost to Michael Penix, still has had that incredible of a season individually as a guy for his team.
And the argument is always about data points, right? Because what it ends up giving you is you have another data point for Bo Nix, you have another data point for Michael Penix Jr. that you don't have for Jaden Daniels. That being said, it is also another opportunity for them to fall on their face, right? Like, Jaden Daniels is done. He's in the clubhouse, man, right? He just gets to watch from the television. But Bo Nix and Michael Penix Jr. could lose the Heisman this weekend in the Pac-12 championship game. And there's an added layer of risk that goes along with if you're a person who's clamoring to include the championship games in your consideration.
But you have to take into consideration LSU has lost three games. Where Washington, if they beat Oregon, they're undefeated. Right?
And especially at the quarterback position, that should matter. I know that we argue back and forth every single year about whether or not wins are a quarterback stat. But when you're undefeated, clearly your quarterback played a role. Where I can make the argument that if you've lost three games, maybe your quarterback didn't play a role in losing those games. But if you're undefeated, I would argue that your quarterback certainly played a role in notching all of those wins, right? Or am I...
Yeah, I think there's more criteria than just stats. Flat-out stats. You agree or no?
Yeah, for sure. But is it is it electric? Is it the eye test? Like,
I think there's a little bit of eye test. There's a little eye test. There's a little record. There's a little, opponents. LSU plays a tough schedule as well. I don't know. You're going to have to watch a lot of football this weekend, Jen. And some of it's going to be bad.
There is.
I'm just telling you, some of it will be bad.
I will not be watching the Iowa-Michigan game. Sorry, guys. I know how that one's going to go. I've seen this movie before. There is a GIF or a meme that has been circulating on social media, and it is relevant to this conversation because it is comparing Jalen Hurts' stats with Jordan Love's stats. And would you be shocked to learn, loyal listeners, that they're not that different? There is that element of electricity, and obviously that big play that Jalen had this past weekend against the Bills is going to loom large, as he ran into the end zone to give them the win over the Buffalo Bills. But their numbers are eerily similar. I can't read them here because it's too tiny on this little... it looks like Jalen Hurts has 15 touchdowns. Does that seem 15 passing? Now, he has rushing touchdowns as well, though, doesn't he? So that might be the... Yeah,
how much are we counting tush-push touchdowns?
Hold on.
Are you not counting tush-push touchdowns?
Is Jalen Hurts doing anything incredible in a tush push?
Whoa, this is a hot take.
Is it?
Should there be an asterisk next to Jalen Hurts' rushing touchdowns if they came via the tush push?
No.
I mean,
just because they do it so well.
Well, I'm not mad at him. I'm not saying.
Is Jalen Hurts the reason those touchdowns are scored, or is it Jason Kelce, the two guards, and the three guys behind him pushing him one single yard?
Which, by the way, this season, and this is not a Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, ergo Jason Kelce, I think he's the best center in the league.
Yeah.
Like,
Kelce?
Yeah. Well, I've been watching more closely, and obviously the tush push plays a role in it because he is such an instrumental part of that. But he is fantastic.
But hold on. The way this started, we're not talking Jordan Love in the conversation for MVP, are we?
No.
No. The conversation is, if you're going to consider Jalen Hurts an MVP candidate, his numbers
are very
similar to Jordan Love's.
Yeah.
And I think that actually sort of takes away. It almost feels like, tell me if I'm wrong, Joshy. It almost feels like there are people out there who don't want Jalen Hurts to be the MVP of the league, but they're waiting for somebody better to come along, and nobody better has come along yet.
Yes, Patrick Mahomes hasn't been excellent enough. We've watched the Eagles win a ton of primetime games and big games, which, to his credit, he's the quarterback doing that, so there is something deserving of it. But, I mean, we've seen the public turn on the tush push and all of that. People want it banned from the game. So the fact that he is largely a recipient of that with 11 rushing touchdowns is a factor.
I will admit this, Chu. I was a couple beverages in on Thanksgiving, and I asked, just, you know, putting it out there, what would the Green Bay version of the tush push be, right? The brotherly shove. And I came up with the cheesy squeezy.
These work.
That's kind of
shocking. What about the love shove?
I just don't like stealing shove from the brotherly shove. That was my issue with that was I would like for there to be a little more originality.
So cheesy squeezy is... It sounds like somebody had an accident.
Cheesy squeezy. Yeah, I've had that.
Okay, hold on. It's not the only offering I have. What about the Schwabba nudge?
Nobody besides people from Wisconsin have any idea what that means.
Right, but I think that's what makes it good.
No.
It's an inside joke.
That's for the radio and for the public, inside jokes are what we're looking for here.
How about pack the love back?
That could go different directions.
I'm just saying.
I think the love
shove
is staring
us right
in the
behind love. Pack them up.
But I don't want it to be just a ripoff. I don't want it to be a knockoff.
But they've got the tush push.
They change it to the brotherly shove.
I don't care what they want.
Because
we call
that's
it,
Philadelphia.
That's what we call it.
Folks,
I like mine. Pack the love back.
Yeah, of course you do.
Let's see what we got here. The pack it in from Teddy in Watertown, weighing in saying we should call it the pack it in. Ron in the key saying the ham ram. What's the ham ram?
That sounds like the wrestler. Ram jam.
Yeah, and then Pete McGuanigo says, it's funny, Jen has a super serious, we got to figure this bleep out voice. I can't believe you guys don't like the Schwabba nudge.
That's okay.
A Schwabba nudge is an ugly name.
Wait, a Schwabba nudge is better than cheesy squeezy, right?
I don't know. I'm not too sure.
We got to take a break. We've got power rankings coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Stick around.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
If it's gotten to the point.
I don't think shower.
What do you mean? What do you mean you're not going to take a shower? You just told me you're offended by your own BO.
No, but I think it's deodorant, Gabe. Showering does nothing. It really doesn't.
You are wrong.
Because
you must be showering wrong.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Just oozing out of the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line this morning. 800-990-3776. We came around to and landed on, if the Green Bay Packers had a tush-push brotherly shove, what would it be called? And we've got Josh from Heartland saying the love tap. We've got Chef Ed weighing in saying the green lean. Sam and Kenosha saying the cheese wedge. Hunter in the 414 saying cheese wedge as well. Do we like cheese wedge, gentlemen?
That's not bad.
Packer push, that from Jeff in the 920.
How about a little tundra? What do we got with tundra?
Tundra business.
The tundra tumble?
Tundra traction.
I think I'm the leader in the clubhouse.
No, you're so funny.
Wait, what did he say? What did he think is the leader in the clubhouse?
Say it.
I forgot.
Is it Packer? Something Packer?
Pack love back. I just came up with a good one, but Josh, he wouldn't let me use it.
He's just mad-libbing his way through this. Yes.
Joshy, what was it? It was good.
I don't know. Naughty, I tune you out a lot.
Good.
He doesn't recall. Let's get to power rankings.
It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, big guy, you catch the game?
It's power rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night? Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
Power rankings are brought to you by Salvation Army. Every day, the Salvation Army provides shelter, meals, and support to those in need. Your donations make a difference. Visit samilwaukee.org to help today.
Now, full disclosure, I was not here last week for power rankings, and I didn't look at the list either, like a dodo head. So I'm going off of my list from 2 weeks ago in my notebook, and I'm going to have to just kind of wing it here.
I mean, I'm bad at this game anyway, so.
Why are you bad? Why do you think you're bad?
Because I don't pay enough attention.
To us or to the league?
I don't recall from week to week what happens. I usually know what's going on in the top four, but that the last half of it could be any of
them. I think the bottom half is tough. Yeah. I think it's tough to nail.
Well, let's
tell us where the Packers are.
Yeah, let's start. Well, guess it up. They were 24th last week.
19.
17.
Ooh.
Ah, I thought you weren't good at this game. You nailed it. 17.
17.
Now, here's an interesting stats because they put their offense, defense, and special teams rank.
Okay.
So their offense is 16. Their defense is 13. Would you guys like to guess where their special teams are at?
30th.
Yeah, I'll go with 30, 31.
32.
32.
Whoa.
What happened to the great Bisaccia cookie? Making a lot of money to be 32 there.
He's stealing money.
Bisaccia cookie.
Let's get this rolling. Give me number 10.
Again, I think this is a flawed way of doing things because I'm going off of 2 weeks ago, and this league changes so much from week to week, let alone 2 weeks ago. But how about the Bengals at number 10?
I got the Bills.
The Bills at 10?
They stink.
All right, I'm starting to sniff a little something here. The Bills are 10. So Josh, he's nailed two.
Wow, Josh.
Now listen to this ranking, and they suck. They're 6-6. They're not a very good team. Fired their coordinator. Their offense is 2. Their defense is 12. And their special teams is 2.
Ooh, how do you make sense of that?
I have no idea. You would think that would equate to a little better record, but obviously it does not.
Okay.
Give me 9.
I got the Lions at number 9 after their loss to the Packers.
Well, here's the thing. I had a different one here, but I just heard Chewy start to say the name.
He did?
Yes.
Chewy, did you start to say the name?
I did.
Dang it! Now who's not listening? I wasn't listening.
I actually had the team he said 8th, but I'm going to move them to 9.
What is it?
The Steelers.
You said the Steelers, you
Josh,
Momo.
I didn't. I said the same.
He said Steelers.
Did you forget how the game works?
I get confused.
All right, Steelers, great.
They're not the 9th.
No, it's just they keep winning.
That's a Tomlin thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's just...
It's hard to rank a team lower who keeps winning.
Jen, who does this? Is this Hembo?
Hembo's Hembo out here taking strays. Yeah. No, I don't think Hembo. I think he's got a lot of other things on his plate.
All right, Jen, you got a little work to do. Josh, he's up 2-0.
I got the Lions then at number 8. We're on 8, right? Are we on 8?
Correct.
Yeah, I'm flip-flopping. I had this team at 9, but now I'm putting them at 8, the Jags.
All right, the Jags are 8, and we need to start an investigation here, okay? This is ridiculous.
I think you said you are bad at this game, yeah. Right?
Yeah, but I got the first one luckily right, and then he told me.
Are you blind squirreling your way through this thing?
Just look at records. It's not rocket science.
Hey, that's not nice.
All right, Jen.
Who do we have at
7?
Jeez, that's got to be the Lions. Thank you, Chew. I picked up on that little hint you threw in there.
Joshy, who do you have?
I'm going to take the Lions.
The Lions are 7.
He's like, I'm going to copy off of her paper since she gave her the answer.
So the Lions rank 8 offense, 28 defense, 4 special teams. I thought their defense was better.
Is special teams weighted? Like, offense, defense should be weighted higher than special teams,
correct.
Right? Special
yeah.
teams,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. I have no idea how they do it. What Chewy's looking at.
I'm just reading the paper, bro.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I only have 5 teams. Oh, no, Cowboys. I got the Cowboys.
I've got the Joshy, Cowboys, too.
You're both wrong.
Oof.
Miami Dolphins.
Ooh.
Where have they been?
Miami.
I know, but they kind of turned into
winning.
The Chargers. Like, when's the last time you watched a Miami game or anyone? It's been a while.
Well,
hasn't
to be
it?
Fair, I don't watch a ton of AFC football anyway. But
feels like they've been on a bye week for about a month,
and yet they're 8-3.
Yes, 5.
So 8-3, and I believe the Cowboys are also 8-3. Are the Cowboys better than the Dolphins?
I mean, there is 2 teams that are going to go in 5 and 6. It's Cowboys and Dolphins. So you would have to put the Cowboys then in the spot. I had a flip-flop, so I'm just going to say
Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Yeah.
Cowboys are correct. This is who Miami has beaten. They've really beaten nobody. They beat the Chargers, Patriots, Broncos, Giants, Panthers.
Wait, the Broncos are good now.
Not at the time they played them. They were horrible.
Okay.
And they beat them 70-20. The Giants.
Yeah, I remember.
Panthers lost to the Eagles. They beat the Patriots, lost to the Chiefs, Raiders, Jets. So they've really beaten no one. So I would have to say Dallas is definitely a click better than the Miami Dolphins. 4.
I have the Chiefs at 4.
Agreed.
Chiefs are in fact 4. We are going up against the 6th-ranked offense, the 6th-ranked defense in special teams are 19th.
But there's always a chance MVS will drop a ball in the middle
that
of the field that would have been a surefire touchdown.
Is there a line out yet?
Oh, yeah.
For the game?
Yeah.
It's 8.5.
It is 8.5?
Let me double check that, but that's what
8.5 at home? That's kind of steep.
Maybe 7?
Joshy's checking.
Okay. 3.
Okay, so there's only 3 teams left, and I think I know who number 1 is emphatically. So the options here are 49ers or the Ravens. I think the Ravens got to be at 3. I think they're going to give the nod to the Niners at 2.
Agreed.
They are 3, 2.
Somebody wasn't listening.
Yeah, it's Niners, and then the first team is the Eagles.
Oh, sorry. I was looking at the ranks. So San Fran has the number 1 offense. 5th defense. You guys don't care about special teams, so I won't let you know.
Should we care about special teams? I'm not trying to like be that person that like dismisses
from
it.
From a defensive standpoint, yes. From an offensive, no, because no one returns kicks or anything
except
like that.
Except for Keyshawn Nixon.
He hasn't broken one yet, though.
No.
It's coming.
You think it's
getting
coming?
Cold.
And then Philly is 5 offense, 14 defense. Why they don't have San Fran at number 1, I have no idea. Maybe they're scarred from that 3 losses in a row.
Wait, you think the team that has more losses should that beat?
I think San Francisco, on paper, when completely healthy, is a better team than the Philadelphia.
Yeah, but this
Eagles.
Is a moot argument. We just talked about how these 2 teams are facing off this week. So again, argue away.
Where at
though?
What is it at San Fran?
I'm not sure.
All right,
where's the game at?
Let me look.
Yeah, it's in Philly.
You got your computer
well,
right
Philly
there.
Philly is
front
different
of you.
At home because their fans are
interestingly
so
enough,
obnoxious.
The Niners are 2.5-point favorites.
Not alone.
Interesting.
And the MVP, Christian McCaffrey.
The MVP. Lots of reaction rolling in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. A lot of it is for the, what would we call the tush push, the brotherly shove, if the Green Bay Packers were to adopt that play. Bill in Greenfield saying the Lambo Wambo. I actually don't
no,
mind
nope.
it. What do you mean, nope, nope?
No.
Come
no.
on, have
Oh,
a
I remember what I said.
Fun.
Josh, can I say it? Doggy love.
It's fine.
It's what? Is Don't it, you get it?
I think we get it,
yeah.
yes.
It doesn't take a rocket scientist.
Yeah, I think we all are there. Lambo lunge?
Yeah.
Constipation conversion? I don't what think the? So, Hunter in the 414. Tim the Trash Man in Milwaukee says, the LaFleur word.
Ah, too schmaltzy.
The Lambo bleep.
That's not bad.
I actually don't mind the Lambo bleep.
We got nothing everything. With Tundra.
You just don't like puns. That's no, your issue.
I don't.
Okay.
I like
puns. Make up a lot of this type of stuff, right? Where do you think brotherly shove came from? It's a pun on brotherly love, which is the motto of Philadelphia.
Mm. Yeah, I believe me, I understand it.
Are you sure?
Did you yes. know Joshy was so angry before he became our producer? I had no idea. I have no idea. He's just, and I actually like it.
Maybe,
but I didn't know you were an angry guy.
Maybe we're causing the anger. Did you ever think about that, big guy?
Did you think maybe reading 15 of the worst puns ever would change a guy's mood?
Hey, don't you take out our loyal listeners like yeah. that. You go in timeout. Are you ready to upgrade the concrete surfaces in your home? Can I tell you all about Showtime Floors and Floor Shield? It's used by military bases, airports, businesses, and, of course, residential. Man, that word every time. Residential homes, too. Floor Shield is designed to beautify and protect concrete surfaces. Plus, it is eco-friendly and non-toxic. So, when Floor Shield came out to our house to take a look at our garage and tell us what we would need to do, my concern was, sure, but how long is this going to take? He said, no problem, 24 hours. In 24 hours, your entire floor and surface in your garage can be redone with my friends over at Showtime Floors. And if you go to their website, there are coupons there, there are promos there for up to $300 off. So if you're looking at your garage and you're seeing cracks and you're seeing an uneven surface, call my friends at Showtime Floors or go to their website, showtimefloors.com, showtimefloors.com. That's showtimefloors.com.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Any of those things because it exceeds. It's like. I'm sorry, I'm burping up my apple right there. That's what that was. I wasn't pausing for effect. I literally was burping
All right,
my
can
apple.
We just go to break?
No.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Would we call that a fashionably late arrival by our friends Huey Lewis in the news, Joshy?
What, do you hate them too?
Sometimes you forget. You get caught up.
It's because you were distracted by the puns. Dick Van Dyke weighing in saying we should go with love glove or the love shove, which again, I know a lot of people have come through with the love shove. Yeah. I just don't love that we're stealing shove from brotherly shove so we can do better. Cheesehead charge. The tundra thundra from Chef Ed. Love tap is getting a lot of suggestions here on the old talk and text line.
Has the fact that nothing better has come up taken us out of the fact that trying to be creative here might not be the way to go?
Never!
Who do they put behind him?
Well, that's the thing. You got to have the personnel for it, right? Like, yeah, otherwise more teams would adopt it.
You got three big tight ends.
Well, wait, now you don't.
Well, you got two big tight ends.
What is the timeline on Musgrave? 3 weeks? 4 weeks?
Don't know.
Could be
they
back
said
by the
he
end
might
of the
not
season,
play by he might not play the rest of the season, but they're not ruling anything out.
Tundra trample, tundra thrust. I think people just like saying thrust. How about the love train?
No, there's no pun.
You hate. Yeah. You said you don't like puns. I thought we were moving away from puns.
Can we use Jordan? Jordan got anything?
I don't think
Jordan
so.
That's a pretty tough one.
Tough one. The tundra push from Undra. Okay, I see what's happening there. The meat pack. The Meatpacking District.
Ah!
Tough Love.
Packing meat would be better.
Da Push from Da Pier. I actually like the Da Pier, Da Push. The Rear Steer, that from our friend Mark in Hartford. How about The Lover's Touch? These are just getting worse.
It's 8:40 in the morning. Everyone's getting way too horny.
Packer in the Backer is what we got from Pete and McGuanigo. That was good work. Hey, we put a couple things on the polls. I know we still have a segment to go, but I did want to remind people that they can weigh in on our conversations from earlier. Chew, remind our loyal listeners the dilemma you have with your Christmas lights at home.
So I'm not getting home until the 12th. So Christmas is well underway. Most people have their lights up already. No one drives up my street. I just see it as a complete waste of time. I'm not going to have time to take them down, so they're going to stay up until May, much like they do at your house, or they used to, Jen.
September, get it right.
So I'm in a battle right now because the house is decorated inside. I don't see a need to decorate the outside just because it's so late in the season, so I'm getting resistance.
I think philosophically here, the question is, do you decorate for yourselves or for others? I mean, well, when I say outside, you, I mean the collective you.
Outside's for others, right?
I guess. I think it's like when you have kids, I think sometimes the kids want. I assume that when people are putting the giant inflatables in their yard,
yes,
right, like the Grinch and Santa and a snowman and whatnot, I assume that those are for kiddos, that well, they I have kiddos.
I think the rules change when you become an empty nester. But my wife still has expectations that the kids want to hang out with us. They only want to hang out with you when they want something from you, right? Like free wine or free food or good something along those lines.
I have like to, I'll take your word for that.
So we were in Columbus, Jen. She flew home with two of the kids to Wisconsin, and then I flew back here with two of the kids here, and she didn't even see the kids. I'm like, this is what happens when you become an empty nester. Kids want to hang out with other people. So they're kind of users. Kids are big users.
This took a turn I was not expecting. And we put it on the poll. Should Chewy have to put up Christmas lights knowing he will only be in Wisconsin for 15 days around the holiday? Essentially, he'll be here from December 11th through the 26th. But his wife wants him to put the Christmas lights on the house. He's saying nobody's going to see the lights because nobody drives down their long street. Plus, they've got the moat and the drawbridge and all that stuff at the castle. So probably shouldn't have to put up the lights. It sounds like there's a sentimentality happening here, though. It sounds like there's a right? Your wife is sentimental about it?
Yes. And a traditionalist. I'm a trendsetter. I move forward.
Oh, yeah. That's what I think.
You'll just get on here and say no ornaments
on the tree. But, Jen, you're going to find out when the kids come home from college, there's usually a reason. Because they want their laundry done. Right?
I don't know. I have to take your word for this because you're in that space
right
now.
Well, Joshy, I see, is a big user.
What the?
Well, now I know why he's angry all the time.
What the heck does that mean?
Roger, just taking
him
out.
Well, when do you go back to McGuanago to see your parents? Not very often from what I'm gathering.
Yeah, no, I don't. But that's not because I'm using anything from them. I do my own laundry. I make my own food. Not go to the holidays to see them.
What about when you were 18, 19, 20?
Yeah, I mean, sure, maybe back then, but that's when you have no income in your life. What are you supposed to be doing?
But shouldn't you go back, and my kids should go back and put the lights up for me because I've been doing it for like 25 years.
Oh, I'm kind of enjoying the turn of events here.
Aren't you using your kids then for labor?
What's wrong with that? My parents did it to me.
Yep. I paid student loans. You should have to pay student loans.
Yes.
I do like this idea, Chu. Can't you get your kids to put the lights up? They're old enough now that they could do it for you. And I don't think that you have to lean on, as you were asserting earlier in the show, on, you know, feigning senility. That doesn't seem like something we should do. We should not put lights up on the neighbor's house just to maybe make your wife think you can't handle the responsibility anymore. I think that you should just ask your kiddos to do it. Hey, can you put the lights up?
I kind of agree, but that's not going to happen.
Why? You can't ask?
Well, they can't do it right.
Oh, right? So now you're the wife who complains about nobody helping her with the housework, but when people do the housework, she complains about how it's done.
I don't understand what's so hard about doing it the right way.
There's such an interesting dynamic that goes on in the Chimura household where he thinks everything's a negotiation, but it seems like he just doesn't want to do stuff. But
then he doesn't want anyone else to do it.
Sasha, here's the thing. When you put lights up on an arborvitae and you take them off, there's stuff that falls off the arborvitaes all over the front stoop.
What word are you saying? Yeah,
I don't know that one.
Arborvitaes?
Man, I rattled off like 60 Tush Push references here. I understood them all more than I understood the arborvitae.
Jen, I guarantee
what is an arborvitae?
I guarantee you have them on your property.
First of all, I don't have a... First of all, you're the only one with the property here, okay?
But when you pull the lights off, it's a kind of a pine tree.
Okay.
They're very good at blocking the neighbors and things like that.
Oh, yeah, my neighbor put up five of them.
The lights off of an arborvitae, you're going to pull some bristles down. You're going to pull, you know, smaller branches down that sit on the stoop. So you know what you do then, Joshy?
You blow them off or sweep them up?
You go get the leaf blower. So when I come home and whenever, I don't see the front stoop a mess with all arborvitae branches. That's the right way to do it.
Okay. I thought we were just putting lights up on the house. Now you're talking about trees. I thought it was just a house thing.
No, I don't put them on the house because then you have holes and then you got rot and all
so
that.
So you're putting them up. Well, no, first of all, just get some clips. Yeah. You get by the clips that go on the gutters. The clips clip right to the lights.
I know, but my gutters, Jen, are like 25 feet up in the air and I really shouldn't be up. Maybe I got to go with the gilt thing.
No, we talked about that. It's going to come back and bite you in the butt later on. You
this
can't.
Is?
Anytime you claim like, oh, I can't do it. I'm too frail. I'm
but
too
But if I
old.
Fell off the ladder, Jen, kind of fake fell off the ladder, I won't be able to play on the heartstrings at all. I mean, are kids that bad today, Joshy?
What do the kids it's factor weird. Into this? You're it's faking
well,
an
not
injury.
Kids. I so still call weird. You a kid, even though you're...
You're all over the place right now.
You totally are.
I don't know who's our enemy. Is it the kids? Is it the wife? What?
The
where
lights?
Are
we hanging? It might be the lights. Might be just the lights. Mad at the lights.
Why is everything a negotiation in your house?
It just is.
Are you the culprit? Because it sure seems like it.
It's not in yours?
No, Joshy just gets told what to do and he follows.
Yeah.
Right? Like with
my
the
life's
ornaments.
So much easier if I just do what I'm asked.
A couple of responses coming in on the talk and text line here regarding this. Luke in Fox Lake saying, just buy the projector lights already. You could do that. Just buy the little projector, kick it up there, chew. That would save you a lot of climbing.
I did that, Jen. Mm-hmm, I did that, mm-hmm. But it's not good enough for her. She thinks it looks cheeseball-ish.
Kevin in Sheboygan weighing in saying those giant inflatables are not for the kids. They're for the self-absorbed a-holes trying to prove how much they love Christmas. Peek, look at me.
Sounds like Josh.
Careful, Chew. The kids will take your idea and do a bad job so that they never have to do it again. Right?
Yes.
Apple doesn't fall far from the tree, right? Chef Ed saying,
with the lawn, yeah.
It's not worth the time. You know Angie's going to win. Suck it up, big guy, and do it. And I did see one person here, Dan and Tosa, who said, if I know Chew, and I think I do, there's no way in hell he's letting his kids put up the Christmas lights. He wants 1,000%. It done the right way, so he will do it himself if it's going to get done at all. We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Wrap up the show right after this. But first, guys, my friends at Great Midwest Bank understand the difficulty of getting stuck in your current housing. In a tough market, they can help you prepare for the right time to find a new home. The team at Great Midwest Bank recognizes that everybody's home journey is different, and they will work with you. That's right, you. To explore your home goals and form a plan to get you where you want to go. Now, sometimes that'll mean improving your current space with a renovation funded by a practical home equity line of credit or some other flexible financing. Or maybe they'll help you get your ducks in a row so you're ready to pursue that dream home when the time is right. If you want to talk to my friends over at Great Midwest Bank, go to their website, greatmidwestbank.com, and talk with one of their friendly experts to learn more about Great Midwest Bank's locally serviced financing solutions. Great Midwest Bank is your and my simply local equal housing lender.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You can just save yourself so much time by going, okay, we like this guy, this guy, this guy. Let's take a look at all the different things he did at the combine. I just hit my phone, and now my hand is just tingling.
What is with you two today? Jesus. Do you know how to function?
I just like...
On 94.5 ESPN.
Your
Here we go.
Check in on those polls today. Do you have to put ornaments on your Christmas tree? 73% of people say you do. Should Chewy have to put Christmas lights up knowing he'll only be in Wisconsin for 15 days? This one is neck and neck. 51-49. Yes, of course. No, not in town enough.
All right.
People are split on that, Chew, much like you and your wife. Is it possible the two best football games this weekend are both at the college level? 62% of people saying yes, no question. 37% of people saying no, the NFL rules. And finally, when you decorate the outside of your house for the holidays, who are you decorating for? 67% of people, early returns on this one, saying you're doing it for yourself. Do yourself a favor and listen to Wildy and Tausch. They're up next on ESPN Milwaukee.